Grace and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It actually happened. It was a sort of an accidental generosity. Green Bay, Wisconsin, a few years ago. Bright sunny day like today, but it started raining. It started raining money for a bag of cash fell off of an armored car. $80,000 started blowing all around in the wind. And people started stopping their cars, getting out, panicking, causing a big mayhem to try to grab as many of those bills as they could. Generosity is a funny thing. It brings out all sorts of emotions and thoughts in us. How happy you are when you get an HST rebate check from our generous government. But there are limits to those rebates. There are limits to windfalls. There are limits to being able to strike gold or even win the lottery. But admit it, generosity turns heads. And so in the text, when the laborers who worked 1 hour got a denarius for their day's work, only they'd work an hour only, the people saw the master's generosity. And they didn't just say good for them. They started to get greedy. What are we going to get if they got a whole day's pay for 1 hour's work? What are we going to get who worked the whole day? Well, all they got was they got mad because they got no bonus. And maybe we can resonate with those early workers. Maybe we compare our rewards with the rewards other people get. And we think about how God is good, but we also think maybe God could be a little better to me. Other people get long life, maybe we don't. Other people get good relationships, maybe we're having trouble. Other people have good characters. They always seem to choose the right when we stumble. Other people have financial wealth and we don't have as much. And we compare, but do we ever desire to be generous? Like God. Everything of true value is given by God. Life comes from God. Even our salvation comes from God. After we blow our lives on sin. And there's no worthier goal to have than to be generous like God. If we get a clear vision of God's mega generosity, it can make a huge impact on us. So let's look at the scriptures a minute and see the ways in which God gives. The ways God is generous. We know that God gives out of love. God is love. 1 John 4:16. And God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him would not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16. God gives good gifts to His children. We know that. It's in the scriptures many times, and we resonate with that very well. God is love, and we believe in love. God also gives freely. How many of you have ever gotten a bill from God in the mail? Anybody? Oh,
I'd see at least a hand or two.
No, there's no bills. Comes every day. Gifts pour out of heaven, God from whom all blessings flow, and we never get a bill. God says, you may have these things. Jesus told his disciples, freely you have received, so freely give. God gives constantly. It's always there. On the wicked and the good. In the catechism it says, God gives daily bread even to the wicked. For the believer, giving is not just for special occasions either. It's a constant priority for one who strives to give as God gives, who strives to be generous like God. It's a pattern. It's a pattern of what we call stewardship, that we give constantly and are able to do so by our supply from God. That's why Paul could be generous. Even when he was in prison, he had a very generous spirit. But maybe it's just easy for God because he's got everything. And he's used to giving. We're down here, we're used to receiving. It's a good relationship. But let's look a little deeper. When Jesus was on earth, he sympathized with the poor. He hung out with them. He didn't hang out with the rich, teaching them how to be generous. He hung out with those who needed his help, modeling care and compassion for everybody. God is pleased when we're generous. You know, the first Gentile Christian, Cornelius, in Acts chapter 10, was identified by God, and God said in a vision that he was being commended for his generosity. Cornelius was a devout believer in God, but he hadn't been baptized, he hadn't been brought into the Christian faith yet. But the vision was, Cornelius, you go. And people will see that if you can be a Christian too, and your life matches what God expects, that there will be a lot of rejoicing that Gentiles too can be brought into the kingdom. But you know, God can be generous. He can afford to be generous. It's like he has a printing press and he can always make more if he runs out. But we just have a limited amount. So is God really generous, or is it just a matter of his having so much that it flows over? Well, let me remind you that many places in the scripture it talks about how God gives until it hurts. God gives sacrificially. And the ultimate example of sacrificial giving is, of course, our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving sacrificially means giving out of need, not out of abundance. There's a classic example of a fellow by the name of Martin of Tours. He was a soldier. And he saw a man who was very cold in the wintertime. And Martin took off his nice government-issue cloak for an officer, took his sword and cut it in half and gave half to the freezing man. And all the other soldiers saw that generosity and remembered Martin and many other acts of generosity that he did. In fact, his day was the day that Martin Luther was born, and Martin Luther is named after Martin of Tours. But God's greatest generosity of all was when someone who had nothing Remember, they gambled for Jesus' clothes, right? Someone who had nothing could bless the entire world. This is Jesus Christ. And when he was dying on the cross, he became so poor so that you could be generous. Wow. Not greedy as we are by nature, seeing generosity and saying, oh, what can I get? But glad to be in a relationship with a generous God so that we can be generous like God. The way to be generous is to follow Christ. What do you think? Is it better to be hired onto Jesus' team as an infant and be with him all your life long and get eternal life at the end? Or later in life to get to know him, to get to know his vineyard work, so that you appreciate it and come over from an empty way of life into this way of life and wish that you had been on the team earlier? Think about that this week. A question to ponder as you work for the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.